Democrat Representative Rashida Tlaib calls Netanyahu a genocidal maniac for not meeting to approve ceasefire deal. By Amy Furr on January 16, 2025. Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, on Thursday spewed harsh criticisms against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu regarding a ceasefire deal in the Gaza Strip. Genocidal maniac Netanyahu and his cabinet will never stop until we have an arms embargo, Tlaib wrote in a social media post. Her post featured an Al Jazeera news story with the headline Israel's Netanyahu says cabinet will not meet to approve ceasefire deal. A few social media users replied to Tlaib's message, one of them calling him evil. However, Netanyahu's office said his cabinet will not meet to approve the agreement for a ceasefire and the release of several hostages until the terrorist organization known as Hamas backs down from what it called the last-minute crisis. The Associated Press, AP, reported Thursday. Netanyahu's office accused Hamas of reneging on parts of the agreement in an attempt to extort last-minute concessions. It did not elaborate, the article said. Iranian-backed Hamas terrorists murdered 1,200 Israelis and abducted more than 250 hostages on October 7, 2023, per Breitbart News. In the year since, Israel has smashed the Hamas terrorist organization in Gaza, begun uprooting Hezbollah terrorists from its northern border, destroyed facilities in Yemen used by Houthi rebels, and threatened Iran itself with attack. Politically, Israel is a more united and cohesive nation than it was on October 6, 2023. When the terrorists attacked, Israelis ran toward the battle, with reservists striving across the country to join the fight. Volunteers emerged to do whatever was needed for those in the line of fire, or anyone affected by the war. Israelis know they cannot be broken. It is important to note that on Wednesday, President-elect Donald Trump was the first to announce a ceasefire deal was reached in Gaza between Israel and Hamas, per Breitbart News. Israeli officials soon confirmed an agreement was in place to secure the release of Israeli hostages held by Hamas since the October 7 atrocities, the report said.